It's not just truckers in Southern California who are feeling the pinch of high fuel prices. Around the country, businesses large and small are coping with expensive gas and diesel. Among them, Cammie Kane, the owner of Ed Kane's Water Taxis in Baltimore Harbor.
Cammie Kane, how would you describe the impact of rising fuel costs on your business?
Well, Robert, they are devastating and unexpected.
How much fuel do you use per year?
Well, we use approximately, give or take, 20,000 gallons a year.
And your costs this year, in terms of how much higher they are than you would have expected a year ago?
We're up between 62 and 63% increase from the beginning of 2004 to this month to date.
Now, you did raise fares since last year, I gather.
Well, we did raise fares. We got a new contract, and we like to think of our prices in terms of how many lattes they are. So we're at about 1.5 right now.
The equivalent of 1.5 latte.
Yeah.
Now, what's your assumption as to at what point increasing the number of lattes it costs to take the water taxi starts dissuading and deterring people from using a water taxi?
We are very, very close to our constituency. We have both locals and visitors, and we have a lot of grassroots support. Being a family business, you can do that. There's nobody who thinks we're driving around in Mercedes and flying off to the Mediterranean for vacations. So that helps. The break point, I don't know what the break point is. If you thought you'd be paying $2.50, $3 for gas 5 years ago, I couldn't have imagined it.
Well, Ms. Kane, thanks a lot for talking with us about it.
It's my pleasure.
It was Cammie Kane of Ed Kane's Water Taxis in Baltimore. Down in New Orleans, Ken Lee is owner of Lee Moving and Storage. He has 20 trucks, so diesel is a big expense, and he's able to pass some of the cost on to his customers.
Last year, this time, we had a fuel surcharge of roughly 6%, and because of the cost of fuel today, we are now at a 13% fuel surcharge. And what this means is basically our fuel surcharges have doubled since July of last year.
Now, does that put you at any competitive disadvantage, or would any mover I might call in New Orleans have to do the same thing?
No, basically all movers would do the same thing, even most trucking companies. Where it does affect us all is the trickle-down effect, because any supplies that I receive locally, the carrier that brings them to me charges me the fuel surcharge, which I have to pass on to my consumer. And naturally, every time fuel goes up, that means it's a more expensive way of doing business for our company.
What is your sense of the future for your business and for its energy costs? Is this a spike that you think we're going to slip down from, or do you just assume this is the future is now?
I think the future is now, and it's scary for our business because I don't see it going down anytime soon.
Well, Ken Lee of Lee Moving and Storage in New Orleans, thanks a lot for talking with us.
Thank you for calling.
Ken Lee spoke to us from New Orleans.
Finally, we called Jim Erickson. He farms corn and soybeans and raises livestock in Sterling, Nebraska. He can store 3,000 gallons of diesel in tanks on his farm, so he'll try to buy when the price is relatively low. He's seen fuel prices nearly double over the last 2 years.
You know, if we're using close to 10,000 gallons of diesel and 10 to 15,000 gallons of propane throughout a year, you know, there's 25,000 gallons of fuel, and it's all at least a dollar a gallon higher from 2 years ago. So, you know, I'm looking at $25,000 extra expense with no guarantee of any extra income. And, you know, out of our, you know, 1,000 acres and the hogs and cattle we raise, it can be, you know, an extra $10 to $15 an acre pretty easily.
And can you pass those costs along?
Oh, of course not. This is agriculture. We're a price taker. We've heard about fuel surcharges that the airlines have done for a long time. I know some freight companies are doing it now and some others. And I said, I can't take my load of pigs to the local farmland plant by Lincoln and walk in the door and say, hey, I need an extra $20 for fuel today because my price went up. You know, it doesn't happen. They just laugh at you. You know, agriculture doesn't have that luxury, and that's why we're kind of at a disadvantage compared to some industries, because there is no way to pass things on. You know, you try to buy the best you can and conserve where you can and hope you've got a good yield at the end to make up the income to cover your expenses. So it's a challenge.
How's the yield this year? How does it look?
We're way down from last year, I guess, but we've had some rain lately, so our bean yields, you know, could be normal. Corn yields are going to be down probably at least a normal year and maybe 10 to 20% less than a normal year in spots, depending on when some rains might have come.
Mr. Erickson, thanks so much for talking with us.
You're very welcome.
That was Jim Erickson, a farmer in Sterling, Nebraska.
We also heard from Ken Lee in New Orleans and Cammie Kane in Baltimore.